Because otherwise it does take quite a bit of time to do it on my own to get to that level. I have to do a lot of brand awareness, and that stuff takes a while.
Right, yes.
I did my own basic SEO, but it's still, I think my position is like down in the 70s or something like that.
In the 70s? Okay. Yeah, we'll get you. We can take it all off your hands and handle it all for you. But let me grab her. Here she is. Hang on.
Hi, Derek. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. My name is Nadine Medina, by the way. I'm one of the specialists here in the department that takes care of the pricing for your area. So I hear you've been doing a lot of your own SEO, right? Good job so far. Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
I'm a marketing student, so I know a little bit about marketing. I started marketing a internship next month.
Uh-huh. Wow.
That's quite a bit of ways away.
Well, listen, good job so far. So a couple of things I wanted to address. Now, I know, first off, you know, you're coming up as Lee's Summit, right? And
yes, because
so,
I have a virtual mailbox.
Right. So that's what happens, okay, is because, and just to be very clear, with Google, right, they pin verify you by the address that you give. So
yes,
if you're using the 312 address, okay, if you were using the 312 address, right, the Southwest Greenwich, that's the one that's Lee's Summit, correct? Is that the virtual one we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. So it would pin verify you there. Do you have an address, like a physical address for Kansas City where you can receive the pin code? Well, then that'll take care of it. Because what happens is when Google sends out a pin code, they're going to send it to the address that we provide them. So if you have a physical address, not a P.O. box, a physical one where you can receive mail, then we can have them send it to that address so that in the local map, you'll show in Kansas City. Does that make sense?
Yes, but would that show that as my business address? Because then that wouldn't be correct. Because business address is...
Well, and let me just explain, right? So I'm assuming that that's your home address, the one in Kansas City, right?
Yes.
Okay. We would not show that address. That address would not show anywhere on Google, the physical address. The only thing that they would see, if anything, would just be the city and state. We hide the address.
So.
Yeah, we have a lot of businesses. I'll tell you that it's what we consider what's a home office, right? So their business is based from their home, but nobody comes to them. Like, there's not a storefront. Does that make sense? You don't have a storefront. You don't have a showroom.
No.
You go to people's homes, right, to do the work.
Yes.
So that's why your address would be hidden. They wouldn't see it anywhere. We specifically hide the address. It's just so you could receive that PIN code in the mail so that you could be PIN verified in that location. Does that kind of clear it?
That would work out a lot better because I've been sending it to my business address for my mailing, and it makes it appear like my area is Lee's Summit, and that wasn't correct, so.
Right. And I know that's what you were, you know, explaining to Tara. So I wanted to make sure that I clarified that with you, you know, before anything. So again, in that case, we would just use your home address and we would make sure that the address is hidden. Let me tell you, I've worked with a lot of businesses throughout the years here, and the majority of them, very rare have I come across anybody who has an actual storefront, okay, or showroom, you know, that people come to them, right, to check out, like, their tile or their flooring or what have you, because the majority of them are mobile. They go to businesses and to residents to do the work, okay? So we always hide their address. Google doesn't want your address showing anyways, right, unless it's a showroom. Or like a storefront.
Yeah, but that works out. So if I give my actual mailing address, it would put me, my service area and around and where I live, basically.
Yes.
Within maybe 50 miles out or whatever.
Yes. So for the local map, you would be PIN verified in Kansas City, right? With the address that you provide us. Now, with the Google Ads, because we also list you at the top in the Google Ads, the Google Ads is what's going to help us target outside of your local area, okay, outside of Kansas City. So if you said, from Kansas City, I want to target 50 miles around me, right? It's like we mm-hmm. draw a circle 50 miles around your location, and we throw a blanket over it. That's how that works. You could do 30 miles, you could do 40, you could target with the Google Ads by zip codes, mile radius, cities. I mean, it all depends on what you want to target, okay?
Oh, yeah, I've done my own Google Ads. I've set up a couple of them before.
Oh, okay. Are you currently doing them now, or?
No, I'm not. Just, like I said, just this business really just got, it's sort of started. I had to register as a sole proprietor because I'm having a business name change issue with the IRS, so I have to go and dissolve the business and remake it and then redo everything so that I can actually officially be an LLC.
Oh, boy, you got a lot going on there, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to do that this weekend. I'm going to dissolve my business and then remake it and get an EIN with no problems uh-huh. with it and just start over.
Well, good for you. Well, I mean, you sound very, very on top of things, right?
Yes, I needed to. I would like everything to be a lot easier with the IRS. And
I hear you.
Safety of having the LLC. So.
Right, right. Now, beautiful website, by the way. I'm assuming you did that one on your own too, right?
Yes, I built that. I hope it looks all right.
It does. It looks great. Really looks great. I mean, I think you did an awesome job. So, you know, of course, the way that our program would work here, Derek, everything, you know, that we do, it is month to month. There are absolutely okay. no contracts. So what I would be able to offer you is a flat rate of $249 month to month. Okay?
Okay.
Now, it's going to list you in the local map on the first page, as well as at the top of the page in the Google Ads. Now, that's so we can target outside of your local area. Okay? We also will create content for you on Bing, and we will submit you to popular directories. I mean, I know you've done a good job about placing yourself in a lot of different, you know, avenues online, but some of those, and just to mention them to you, I mean, it would be the most popular ones. I see you do have a Facebook page, right? I believe
yes, I came across
that. And Yelp?
Yeah, I did Facebook, and I haven't done Yelp yet.
Okay. So we will definitely list you. I mean, Yelp is one of our directory submissions that we do, but we also list you, you know, if you didn't have a Facebook page, we would create one for you, but you have that taken care of. Okay. We also do the BBB. We do the Yellow Pages, Yahoo. We're going to list you within the popular ones. We're going to make sure that that website is attached to your listings as well. We want them to be able to see the quality work that you do, really get to know more about your business. Okay. We also include the voice activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we'll give you exposure on those mobile devices, which includes iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So pretty much we're covering all of your bases at that cost of $249 a month, again, with no contracts.
Okay.
How do you feel about it? I mean, what are your thoughts?
So far, I'm interested. Like, I'm currently spending about $300 a month on advertising already, so that would be right in my target range of $600 a month if I went ahead and added you guys along with it. And then, you know.
Okay. And you got that little bit of cushion, right? It's not like right at the 600, but, you know, and I'll tell you with this, Derek, I mean, keep in mind, you can always make changes at any time. I mean, you can always update your keywords. Of course, you always have the assistance of our account management team. But the real beauty of it, though, I'll tell you, is we provide you a customized tracking and reporting system. We want you to track your success with our program. With this, you can go in and see all the keywords you're listed for, the clicks that you received, the location of the search that was performed. In addition to that, you can also track the calls that you're getting from new customers. And as I mentioned, if you want to add keywords, you feel like running a promotion, or really changing any of your content, you can do so, of course, with the assistance of our account management team, okay, who's here to really help you with it all.
My website changes often as soon as I figure out what I, you know, it'll be changing quite a bit since I'm the one operating it and managing it.
Yeah, just let us know and we'll make sure that the updated, we'll just always make sure that the updated one is always connected to your listings. Okay?
Okay.
As long as you're, you know, informing us like, hey, I've made some changes, absolutely. Or just let us know. We want to make sure that, you know, we are correcting. You know, not, we don't touch your website, right? You have full range of your website, but if you're making like drastic changes, you know, let's say the URL changed or what have you, just let us know so that way we can update the URL. We want to make sure that it's listed correctly, right? But we don't touch your website. We don't have anything to do with that, okay?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of content added and there's going to be a lot of, you know, explaining other services more in depth and stuff like that that I haven't gotten to because I just wanted a basic website to get started. And now that I
just to have like something for people to land on, you know, and I mean, it looks good so far. I mean, you've done a great job. So I'm assuming you have photos too of work that you've done in the past, right? Like before and after.
I have a couple of photos, but I haven't, that hasn't been added to the website yet. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you've done a good job so far, Derek. I have to say you have. I mean, I feel that because this is a month-to-month program, you know, and as I mentioned, there's no contracts involved, I feel it's something you would want to take advantage of today, you know, and give a shot. This way we can prove it to you, right?
Yes, I think I definitely do because you would be helping me out. There was a lot of work that I was getting ready to do by myself, really.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm building brand awareness right now, and I've got my marketing plan figured out, but actually executing the posts and stuff on Facebook and stuff I haven't gotten to yet, so I have zero brand awareness.
Yeah, how do you feel about Facebook, by the way?
It's great for me.
You like it? Social media? You know, it's funny because sometimes, you know, when I talk to business owners, I mean, you can imagine how many I talk to throughout the day. A lot of them aren't too hip on social media, and I tell them it's not so much that you don't use it, it's the others that are using it. You know, a lot of people use social media, and it's a great platform, you know. You know, we do offer other programs as well, just so you know in the future if it's something that you're interested in later on down the line. We also offer packages that includes Facebook ads as well. I mean, to be quite honest with you, would be out of your budget now. I mean, being that you shared with me, you know, you try to stay within that $600 budget amount a month, right? But
there is
always that option if you want to add on Facebook ads with us. I mean, we would manage them for you. Just let us know, and we can help you out with that as well. I mean, if it's something you want taken, you know, off of your plate. Okay?
Yeah, and the other problem is getting everything set up to hire some employees. Advertising is working so well, I don't have the personal capability of going to every job. I'm losing money from entering those leads.
Yeah. How are the leads working for you right now with, like, the Home Advisor and Andrew's leads? I noticed you had a listing on there, too.
Yeah, it's working great. That's good. I'm not sure if it's just they like the website or I've gotten a good review so far from them.
That's awesome.
So.
That's really awesome. Yeah, it's a great directory. Definitely is. You know, the luxury about that one, though, is like whenever you get too busy, you could always pause your leads at any time. You know, so if it got too crazy, right, you can always pause them. With Google, you know, keep in mind, you can also pick and choose the jobs you want to take, the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you, because we don't charge you per click or per job or even per phone call, right? It'll always be that flat rate for you on a month-to-month basis. Okay. What's the
Sounds really great.
What's the best email for you, Derek?
It's D&V Industries. That's D&V Industries at gmail.com.
D as in David, and then V as in Victor, right? Industries
yes.
at gmail.com. Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So what I'm going to do first, Derek, is I'm sending you two emails, okay? The first email, they're both coming from me, Nadine Medina, at Local Splash. The first email will say Google Advertising in the subject. It shows everything outlined in the program. It also shows pricing is $249 month-to-month for the Platinum Package with no contracts, okay? My contact information is also at the very bottom of the email, okay? The second email that I'm sending you is going to say Client Dashboard Analytics in the subject part. What that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system, okay? This way you can just get familiar with how the reports look, okay, on how you track your success with this, all right? Now, Derek, the number that you and I are speaking on, you can receive text messages to this number, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to send you two text messages. Now, the first text message that I'm sending you is our customer service number. So any time that you have changes, you know, questions, concerns regarding your account, updates, you would contact customer service, okay?
Okay.
And then the second text that I'm sending you, it's a link to a YouTube video that's, I'm going to say, about 6 minutes long. What the video does is it gives you a demonstration on how you go in to your client dashboard and view your reports. Okay, so make sure you watch that just so you get familiar with it. Okay, it's not anything too difficult, right? So.
Yeah, it didn't sound like, sounds like a great tool.
Yeah, it really is.
Google Analytics. I just learned Google Analytics, so.
And it's constantly changing, let me tell you.
Yeah, I know. And I got a question for you. So I already.
Yeah.
When I made the website, I already sent it over to Google Console or Search Console. Is that some information that you guys need in order to do your work, or?
No. So did you send it to them to make sure that it's Google compliant?
Yes. When I finished my basic SEO and before I did when, and finished the website at, when it was at that moment, then I gave it to Google Search Console.
Yeah, and that's just to make sure that it's probably, just to clarify, and you know what, I have to tell you, good job, because you have the security certificate on your, the security lock on your website. That's good. Not too many, there's a lot of businesses out there that also create their own websites, and very seldom do I see that they've done that security lock. So good job on that. Yeah, so what they're probably going to do is make sure that it is Google compliant. You know, Google has certain requirements, right, for websites. So, yeah, that shouldn't change anything. Now, your first name, you spell it D-E-R-R-I-C-K?
Yes.
Okay. And this is just for the account purpose for us. What's your last name, Derek?
Ezernak, that's E-Z-E. R-N-A-C-K.
Ezernak? Okay.
Yes.
Now, the number that you want listed on Google, is that going to be the 816-582-9914?
Yeah, I'm thinking. It's actually my personal phone, but
okay.
At the same time, I already have another business attached to my business phone, so I'm kind of running out of phones here.
You're like, I'm running out of phones. Okay. But for now, I mean, this is the number you want to be listed?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay. Now, if for some reason you change the number, you get another, let's say, phone line for it, just let us know so that way we can update it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, as far as the company name, how it's going to read on Google, I know you were talking about, you know, doing a name change, but is it going to be the Fast and Friendly Home Services? Is that how you're going to want
yes.
it listed? Okay.
Yes, because, well, DMV Industries is a LLC that has, is an umbrella for many different, you know, it has several different ways of getting revenue, but
right,
they have different DBAs on it for them, so.
Oh, okay, them, gotcha.
So Fast and Friendly Home Services will be a different DBA, so yeah.
Which okay.
I haven't gone to the Missouri, or haven't registered yet.
Okay.
I need to move faster.
Okay, no worries. Now, the address that we're going to have Google send out the PIN code to, what's that address?
7636.
Uh-huh.
North Garfield Avenue. And I'm not sure if I should give you Gladstone, Missouri or Kansas City, Missouri, because Gladstone is the actual city I live in, but it's a sub-city of Kansas City.
Well, when I type it in, let me see. I'm going to do something here. Is it 64118, the zip code?
Yes.
Okay. Because when I, because usually when I start typing in an address, it'll kind of give me the suggestions, right? So
yeah.
When I put in the 7636 North Garfield Avenue and I just put in the K for Kansas City, it automatically pulled that up, 64118 as the zip code, Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay, that'll work.
Is it, does it typically show like that or, because even if I put Gladstone, so if I put Gladstone, let me see if that even comes up. You said it's a subsidiary, right? Yeah, that
yeah.
Even if I try to put Gladstone, it won't. It takes it as Kansas City.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to make sure that that address is hidden. All right. Now, for the billing, Derek, the card that you're going to be using today for the payment, does a card have your name, the business name? Does it have both?
No, it just has my name on it. It's just my personal credit
okay.
card.
And that's just Derek Ezernick. Is there like a middle initial?
Yeah, it's Derek A. Ezernick.
Ezernick. A is an apple, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the billing address for that card?
The same as my home address.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. It's 4037.
Uh-huh.
6600.
Uh-huh.
7338.
Okay.
3911.
When does it expire?
0626.
And what's the CBC code on the back?
763.
Okay. I'm just going to read it back to you for accuracy. 4037-6600-7338-3911. Correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And that expires June of the year 26. And the CVC code on the back is 763, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So before I even process the payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. Now, the reason being, Derek, is because I do have you at a pricing program that's not normally advertised, okay?
Okay.
So what it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It's also an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing along with your invoice. As I'm walking you through it, okay, if there is anything that you do not understand, please do me a favor and just stop me. This way we can review it and clarify, okay? Just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? And I'll go ahead and rephrase it. I want to make sure, you know, before we process the payment, that you do have a clear and firm understanding. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Fast and Friendly Home Services.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Derek Ezernak, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah, and what I'll do is I usually explain this one, okay? So what this means is we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. All we're asking is that before you do, give us a call so that we can double check and make sure that we're not already offering you that service. We don't want you to spend more money if you don't need to. That's what that means. Okay? Does that make sense?
So what was the, yeah, so what was the question again?
Hello?
Yes.
Derek, are you there? You went kind of quiet.
Yes, I had.
I don't know if you hit the mute button.
Can you hear me?
Hello, Derek? Okay. Okay. So did you hear what I said, what it meant? So if you're, let's say, for example, right, you wanted to do some other type of online marketing, we're not saying that you can't. We're just saying to give us a call so that we can double check and make sure we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you to spend more money if you don't need to. Make sense?
Yeah. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay. So
what I was saying is, what is the question again?
Oh, okay. Yeah, because your phone kind of went quiet. So I'll repeat.
Yeah, my phone started
it.
Beeping because I'm getting a lot of leads and I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Okay, so what it says is, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 2nd, 2021, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the second day in the discounted amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and update the package, and then I'm going to process the payment. The next thing that we're going to do is we're going to go over some notes. Now, the notes are going to be for your client interview. We're going to set up a client interview at a time that's convenient for you. We're going to block out an hour, and it can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many questions or details, and you'll be speaking with one of our technicians. So they'll be talking to you about the keywords, the areas that we're going to be targeting, and they're going to also re-verify information you and I verified just to make sure that everything I have is accurate, okay? How does your schedule look for tomorrow, Derek, for your client interview? I want to make it at a time that's going to be convenient for you.
I'm not available tomorrow. I'm actually doing a home clean tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, what about Monday? Monday, the earliest I can get for you would be 9 to 10, would be the earliest. The latest appointments would be 5 to 6.
Okay, yeah, it had to be the 5 to 6 because I work in the mornings and I wouldn't be able to.
Not a problem. So let me do this. I'm going to set you on the calendar for your client interview. It's going to be on Monday, and that's going to be 5 to 6 o'clock. Monday is the 6th, okay? Now, they're going to be calling you from an 877 number. Make sure you answer all calls within that hour. You're also going to be receiving a calendar invite. There is a section on there that if you click on, yes, I will attend, it'll actually set a reminder on your calendar. However, we will also send you a notification an hour prior to your actual appointment. We'll send you a notification an hour before, just reminding you of your upcoming interview, okay? And then we're just going to go over a couple of notes, and then we're almost done. So pertaining to the services that we're going to be listing you for, now remember you can always make changes as well. What are some of those services that you would like me to notate? And then, of course, they'll go over a lot more with you during the client interview. Just kind of a basis, you know, of where they know where to start from.
I'm mainly doing home cleanings right now.
Okay. So if I look at your website, right, I notice you do gutter cleaning, leaf removal, window washing, junk removal, lawn mowing, power washing, snow removal, also house cleaning. Do you want me to mention all of those for now?
Yes. I mean, I'm not prepared to do them all yet because
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then which ones would you like
to
just notate?
I can always turn down something whenever, you know.
So residential cleaning, what else? What do you want me to notate for now? We can always update it. Do you do the gutter cleaning right now?
I'm not able to, but yeah, I'd want all those listed.
You want all of them listed? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And for now, it's just all residential, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then how far out do you want to target?
50 miles.
50 miles. And then when it comes to clients contacting you, do you want them to call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
All three.
All three.
Okay, but works more conveniently for them.
Okay.
Through the website
and it's not
or however.
Right. And it's not required. I always ask, you have license and insurance, or I believe you mentioned you were in the process of all that, right?
Yes. I have a license, but the problem is the EIN that I have for it.
Uh-huh. It's because you're going to be changing.
Soon.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No problem. What are your hours of operation?
Right now from 3 p.m. to like 7 p.m., something like that.
Monday through Friday?
Morning job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
so
Saturday would be like 8 a.m.
Saturday. Okay, so I put Monday through Friday, 3 to 7, and Saturday is what time? 8 a.m.?
Saturday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., same for Sunday.
Okay. So that'll be for Saturday and Sunday. Wow, you're a go-getter there. You're like, I gotta be, right?
I probably could you put 10 p.m. on the rest of the days, too? I'm sorry.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah, because I'm probably going to, I mean.
Uh-huh.
I could be at a client's house up until 10 talking to them about what I'm going to do. And then,
Right.
May not necessarily be there doing the job.
You know, you're working. Yeah. Right. So I put Monday through Friday, 3 to 10, Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Okay. What forms of payments do you accept? Cash, check.
We accept cash, checks, and credit cards.
Okay. Do you do Venmo, PayPal, Zelle, any of those?
Yeah, we Cash App.
Cash App? Okay.
Stuff like that.
Awesome. Okay. So now the next thing is we sent a copy of your receipt to both your email, and we also sent it to your cell phone in a text message. If you could take a look, it'll say, Dear Derek A., I don't want to mispronounce your last name.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I say it like Ezernak just so that to be more clear, but I'm really to Ezernak.
Ezernak. Okay, got it.
It's just easier to hear on the phone if I emphasize.
Well, I wanted to pronounce it correctly because I'll tell you, when I was before I got married, my last name, it's a Hispanic last name, but I'll tell you, they used to tear my last name apart in school, and I used to drive me crazy. You know, but that's why I'm so conscious about how I'm saying someone's last name or first name. I don't want to mess it up.
Okay, so and what am I looking for, all the text messages?
Yeah, it's going to be one that says, Dear Eric, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We have sent a copy of your invoice to the email below.
Okay.
And then when you open that up, there's a sentence in there that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You see that? I know you got a bunch of messages.
I think at the very bottom it just says signature. That's all I need.
Oh, you're already on that part. Oh, okay. Man, you're quicker than I am. Okay, did you click on the box that says, there was a box there that says I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the card? Excuse me. You'll click on that.
Maybe.
You're certifying that you're the authorized user of the card that you provided?
Okay, first it says, please click to see a video of the dashboard. Not that.
Okay. Not that one.
And then
so,
this one says, thank you for choosing Local Splash for sending a copy of the invoice to the email.
That one.
File. And then it says,
click on where it says click here. And then it took you to Local Splash Terms of Experience, right?
Yeah, it took me
it
to
It says
Local
that at the top. Yes.
Scroll
all the way down to the bottom. Right above the signature, there's a little box to the left. It says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is complete and accurate. So you're going to click on that box because you're saying that you are the authorized holder of the card that you provided for us for the payment.
Okay.
And then where it says sign, you're going to type your name, Derek, exactly as it reads. Do not put a period after the A. So just put Derek space
okay.
A. Space and then your last name, and then you don't need to put the date, it's already populated there, and then you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, okay, let me know. The next thing you should see, it should be asking you for username and password.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So the receipt, save it for your tax purposes, you know, marketing's write-off. Now, the other thing is, the username and password we don't have yet, okay? We need to create that. This is where you go in to see your reports, and I wanted you to see that, okay? So after your client interview, they're going to create that customized tracking and reporting system. You will receive another email with this link, a username and a password, okay? And the password, you could change it to a password, you know, of your choice. We're just going to generate one for you. But this is why I want you to watch the video, because it shows you how to go in there and do all of that, okay, and view your report. And then just as a reminder, on Monday between 5 and 6 o'clock. They will be calling you from an 877 number. So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour, okay? And then it can take between 30 to 40 minutes. Just depends on how many questions or details. The last thing I wanted to go over with you, okay? So within 6 to 10 days, you are going to receive that PIN code from Google. It's going to go to your address in Kansas City, okay? The PIN code, as you know, is what's going to make you the red dot on the map, and you'll get that in the mail. You know, it looks like a, it'll look like a postcard, and it says Google at the top, okay?
Yeah.
Now, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all the popular directories. The Google Ads, you're going to be listed there within 7 to 14 days, okay?
Okay.
Typically, what are terms and conditions, it states that your business will have first page placement there within the local map section between 30 to 45 days. However, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. And I have seen at times that it has happened sooner. So in order for us to also supplement that listing is why we list you in the Google Ads within the 7 to 14 days. So, you know, just as soon as you get that PIN code in the mail, give us the PIN code so that way we can go ahead and add it, okay? And okay. As these things are being completed, you know, we'll notify you. We'll send you a notification. Your Google Ads are live. You're live in the directories. You're live in the local map. So we keep you in the loop as these things are being completed, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I want to be the first to welcome you, Derek, to our local Splash family, and I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm so excited for you.
Thanks, guys. And you're, you know, seem very professional company. So you got me at the right time.
Thank you. I mean, listen, we've been doing this now. This month is going to be 17 years that we've been in business. So, I mean, we've earned our badge, that's for sure. You know, there's requirements that Google, you know, requires, even from businesses like ours, in order to be a premier partner there. So once the requirements are met, like, we had to get our technicians are highly trained, they're certified, we've had to demonstrate the ad skills and net spend. Once we met the requirements is why Google allows us to combine our services with their advertising. And how that benefits you, you know, really is, we're able to jump, start your campaign and get you found, you know, in the cities outside of your area. So, you know, we do our work. That's for sure, you know, and we're consistently maintaining your account. So, all right. Well, I want to tell you, I mean, if you celebrate Merry Christmas, I celebrate, but I hope you have an awesome and I hope you have a very profitable new year. Super excited. It's going to be a great year. 2022, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you have yourself a good evening, okay?
Okay, you too.
Thank you so much, Derek. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.